Did you hit your head on the support or the floor or anything?
I do not know. I just know I hit it somewhere, and I was a little dizzy for a second.
How do you feel now?
I feel fine now. I felt fine after I got up. I wanted to stay in the game, but I see some free throws. But I came out, Doug looked at me for a little bit, and I was good to go and ready to go back in the game.
Mike Brayner, Ames coach, said that they were covering Paige and hoping you would take the shots. How's it feel to step up and hit shots, big shots like that, and try reversing the roles with Marcus?
I mean, that feels good. Any way that I can always help our team out is always a good feeling. So I'm glad I was able to just knock down those two shots towards the end of the game.
What do you think happened beginning in the second half? They came out pretty hot, and you guys came out slow. Right.
They did. Like you said, they just came out hot. We came out slow. We needed to pick up our intensity on the defensive end and defend them a little bit better. And I feel like after a while, that's what we did. And I think it was like an eight-minute stretch where we held them to no basket. So I was glad that we were able to change the pace on defense.
Having a big basket today in the second half, you know, how has your mid-range jump shot really progressed this year? How do you feel?
I think I'm just getting more confident. Just getting shots up every day in the gym and practicing on it always gives you confidence. And then knocking it down late in the game like that will probably improve my confidence in it too.